said a voice behind him. The girl was young, 10, maybe 11, and had her bottom lip stuck out as if he'd surprised her in the middle of a sulk, rather than her surprising him. He glanced towards the dinghies. They were still within reach. Birdwatching. She looked contemptuous. Don't you like birds? She looked ready to say she hated them. Then honesty got the better of her.
Some of them. My great-aunt has a parakeet. It's old and manky and it swears. She hates it.
Why keep it then?
It was great-uncle Robert's. That means she can't get rid of it.
The girl looked at the man with the binoculars and shrugged as if to say she didn't expect that to make sense to him either.
Can I borrow those?
I'm using them.
Sucking her teeth, she said, They left me behind for being naughty. That's why I'm not out there.
They're your family. She nodded slowly, took a step backwards, then another, and he wondered if his voice had been strange. He could still reach her if she made a run for it, break her neck before she had time to ruin everything. I never had a family, he said. She stopped backing away, torn between trying to look sympathetic and obvious envy at his being family-free. It was a lie, of course, but it did the trick. The moment had gone,